And yes, there's World Series hysteria going on in our city, but they're still playing football. There are other things going on, and Devin McCourty joins us bright and early this morning with Hillman Huddle number one. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning.
How you doing today? But you following the Sox a little bit?
Yeah, I don't watch much baseball, but I've been following a little bit.
Now, you're not a true fan like myself. Besides football, what sports do you watch, Devin?
Basketball.
Really? Basketball. Yes. Who's your favorite hoop player?
Kevin Durant.
Really?
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's his year. Yeah. It's his year.
Did you play hoops in high school?
Yep.
Really? Well, so did I. Yep. Double zero. Probably quite a player.
He was an All-State.
And Devin, when he says double zero, he really wore double zero.
I really did. I wore double zero.
You know, the one away jersey with all the home jerseys.
Well, hey, listen, let's talk about last week. I know you guys you like to move on, but we're fans, and so we focus on these things ad nauseum. that call, is that still bothering you and it's still bothering the guys on the team, or are you able to put that behind yourselves?
No, we put that behind us. We're moved on. We haven't even mentioned that, you know, we're fully on to Miami and getting prepared for them.
Hey, Deb, did you know the rule? Muling?
Yeah, kind of. As players, I mean, we know what we need to know. Our goal is really the X's and O's of it. We don't have to. That's a good thing here. We don't have to worry about every single rule that, you know, doesn't really affect us.
Do you buy into conspiracy theories? Do you think that Rob Ryan told Sexy Rexy that you guys did that in New Orleans, and then Rex went whining to the referees and told them to pay attention to it?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff.
No?
No. too much other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, so what Julian Edelman's doing as far as punt returning, how awesome is it, and how tough is the return game?
Oh, it's great. I mean, the greatest thing about it is when you see him break a couple tackles, it makes guys block harder because, you know, they never know, you know, where he can go, what can happen, and, you know, guys want to be a part of a great return team that makes big plays like that. So you can see on his run where, you know, guys might let their guy go early, and they're running and chasing their guy to get back on as they see him break a tackle or two. And it's great because it sets the offense up in great field position, and hopefully we can put one in the end zone and put 7 points on the board for us.
LB was talking earlier once about a bill to go after Revis Island and try to, since they're 0-7 down there, try to get him up here. Would you like to play with a guy like that?
Oh, he's a great player. You know, I think whenever you talk about great players, I mean, everyone would love to play with them. But, I mean, I think right now we have a pretty good unit in the back end, and, you know, that's our focus.
Now, speaking of great players, reports yesterday that the Rams tried to get the great Brett Favre back in the game.
Oh, God.
What would you think about that's somebody like Brett Favre at his age? Do you think he could still make a run for it, Devin?
I'm pretty sure he could still swing it. So I don't know what kind of shape and stuff he's in, but yeah. I'm sure all these great quarterbacks will sling it forever.
Oh yeah.
Well, he was on ESPN and declined the opportunity.
Declined the opportunity.
Yeah, said he's
play
he's
for the
having
Rams.
He's having a ball. He's been to the Grand Canyon. Yeah. He went to Yosemite. He went on vacation. He went to the Barbados or something.
Yes, Spaz, go ahead. Spaz, question for Devin.
I wanted to know what your thoughts were on Logan Ryan getting fined $10,000 for grabbing his crotch after scoring.
I mean, that is what it is. There's nothing. I think he handled all that yesterday.
Yeah.
When we walked in the locker room, it was a pretty large group of media around him, so I think he handled that one.
Did he walk in the locker room with his hand on his nuts?
Yeah. Would have been great.
Nah.
Would have been awesome if he stood there holding his junk talking to the reporters.
Is $10,000 a big fine? Is that a lot of money to you guys? Because you guys make a ton of money. Is $10,000 like $10?
He doesn't.
He makes a big minimum.
I think they do it on a percentage. So, I mean, I wouldn't sit here and tell you that's a small percentage. No, no one likes to lose 10 grand.
Yeah.
That's why they find you.
Yeah.
They know no one likes to lose any kind of money.
Who's your big matchup this weekend against Miami, which is a big AFC East tilt, especially with what went down with the Jets. There could have been some massive separation coming into this game, but this is another game that separates the men from the boys in the AFC East.
Yeah, I know, and that's the thing. You know, they have a lot of tough matchups across the board. I think the first person that jumps out is, you know, the speed and ability of Mike Wallace, but when you just look at them on film, they get the ball to everybody. You know, Hartline's still having a good year like he did last year. Clay, Gibson, all those guys are involved, and they're still using those running backs. So we really have to come prepared as a defense. It's not going to be, you know, a chance where we could just go and try to shut down one player and their game plan will totally change. They spread the ball out, and it's all because Tannehill is really his growth as a player.
Great opportunity here to pad your stats. I mean, Tannehill, you could probably get like 5 or 6 picks.
Oh, he's not that
Sunday.
Bad. Jesus.
he throws a lot of
no
picks.
No bulletin board information there, hell dogs.
All right, Devin.
What is Tlaib? What's his status for this weekend?
He's working hard to get back.
Oh, is that written right on your sheet right there? Yeah,
well, you guys don't understand.
Well, because if he's got the one-on-one matchup with Wallace.
I just want to defend Devin. I want to defend Devin because, yes. Being a former pro player, and I'm sure NFL security meets with you guys before training camp every year and reminds you that things you say in interviews can be used by the bad guys in the business.
Right.
So,
hey,
you know,
can't say anything.
You can't say if a guy's playing or not playing because Vegas.
He can't
say
anything.
Guy?
All right, Devin, good luck on Sunday, pal.
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Have a good one, man.
Thank you very much.